Hi everyone, welcome to my talk about using GNU Geeks containers with FHS support, file system hierarchy support. So it's a pleasure to be presenting here at FOSDEM. I wish I could be there in person. This talk, if you're watching it kind of live, is also at a really early time for me in my time zone, so I'll do my best to be mentally present for questions, but I look forward to discussing afterwards. I am not a container expert. I've definitely suffered a bit through some containers in just trying to make some things work and trying to explore other stuff. Containers have been pretty much everywhere, it seems like. So I've come in contact with that, not something I've developed personally, but kind of as practical, trying to get through and use it. In terms of what FHS is, that stands for the File System Hierarchy Standard. And this is what we typically see in most distros, Linux distros, things in /lib/bin, lots of random things in /etc, and so on. So that's the typical thing, but this is a rather big assumption. And that's something I didn't even know the term or know what it was referring to until I really started working on this and coming to Geeks especially and seeing what they do there. Also, let me start by giving you a brief overview of GNU Geeks. I'm sure most of you are pretty familiar with it, but those of you who aren't, I'll just give you a quick overview of some of the features and kind of how it works. So it's a distribution of GNU operating system. It follows the FSDG, the Free System Distribution Guidelines, meaning that we only deal with free software, essentially. No binary blobs and firmware and things like that in the kernel, for instance. The whole distribution from the package definitions down to the service manager Shepherd is all built on Guile scheme. So as I mentioned before, I love all things Lisp, and this was really a big feature for me, is being able to hack on the whole distribution from top down in a language that is a Lisp. And this has brought lots of cool features. Things are transactional, either happens or it doesn't. You don't get stuck in weird states. You can roll back to previous sets of packages. The whole system is declarative. So you can just have one file and you declare exactly how you set up your operating system from where file systems are mounted to your users, to the packages that are included, how you configure all sorts of things. Including other cool things like transformation, so being able to take a package definition and easily change it to a different branch, a different git commit, to using